All right, we're going to turn our attention now to Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 16. This is a helpful summary teaching tool that summarizes what the Bible teaches, what the Bible proclaims. And we're going through each part of the Apostles' Creed. I know we just went through the Nicene Creed, but the Heidelberg goes through each of the clauses of the Apostles' Creed, and we find ourselves towards the end and talking about his death, burial, and the clause that talks about how he descended into hell. And so what do we mean by all these things that we confess? So please answer the questions. Why was it necessary for Christ to suffer death? Because the justice and truth of God required that satisfaction for our sins could be made in no other way than by the death of the Son of God. Why was he buried? To show thereby that he was really dead. Since then Christ died for us, why must we also die? Our death is not a satisfaction for our sin, but only a dying to sin and an entering to eternal life. What further benefit do we receive from the sacrifice and death of Christ on the cross? That by his power, our old man is with him crucified, slain and buried, so that the evil lusts of the flesh may no more reign in us, but that we may offer ourselves unto him a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Why is it added, he descended into hell? That in my greatest temptation, I may be assured that Christ my Lord, by his inexpressible anguish, pains and terrors, which he suffered in his soul on the cross before, has redeemed me from the anguish and torments of hell. Congregation, every time you confess the Apostles' Creed, have you ever stopped and think about what it means when it says Christ descended into hell? It's a very interesting phrase. Are we saying that Jesus literally went to hell for 3 days while he was in the grave? If you look closely at the Apostles' Creed, the Creed has been describing the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ. He suffered under Pontius Pilate. He was crucified, dead, and buried. So he was crucified refers to what happened on Calvary. He was dead and buried. Summarizes what was the result of what happened in Calvary. But then if you notice, all of those aspects of Christ's suffering refer to his physical suffering. But was that the full extent of his suffering? The Bible says no. The phrase he descended to hell helps us to understand that Jesus suffered both in body and in soul. As the author of the Heidelberg says, his descent into hell was the heaviest part of his suffering. Now let's be clear. You and I are not delivered from the condemnation of Almighty God because 2,000 years ago, a man died by being nailed to a wooden cross. Many people have been crucified in history. And dare I say, others have died even worse deaths than a crucifixion. This is not to say that what Christ endured physically should be taken lightly. My point is that it only tells half the story. It doesn't tell the whole story. This is what movies like Passion of the Christ or TV shows like The Chosen can never, ever capture on film as Scripture does. His soul was crushed. Isaiah 53 tells us that Christ, that God laid upon him the iniquity of us all. And it pleased the Lord to crush him. Jesus was not in hell for 3 days after the cross. Christ endured the entirety of hell on the cross of Calvary. When he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? When he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. His soul was crushed. His soul was crushed because he was forsaken. His soul was crushed because he became a curse for us. The judgment of God that we deserve was paid in full when he said, "It is finished." The remainder time he spent in the grave was to prove that he truly did die. He satisfied what God's justice demanded. So when we confess that Jesus descended into hell, it's not literal. It's an explanation of what Christ endured, body and soul. The Catechism recognizes what a great comfort this is to the believer, to you. That no matter how far down you have fallen into misery in this life, no matter how dark things may seem in your walk with Christ, you will never, ever go so far down where Christ cannot lift you back up. Why? Because he's been there. And more importantly, he has overcome every aspect of this fallen world. Jesus says, "In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Amen? Amen.